Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our wrap-up for the afternoon. We got a complete update on all the markets coming up when we come back after this.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 450 fall bred heifers and 30 bulls. Chris has got one of the top reputation herds in the country for productive, successful genetics. For more information, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or give them a call, 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 11th.
Well, early buying quickly developed across the livestock complex this morning. It was based on firming fundamental and technical support spilling over from last week, but this was short-lived as aggressive liquidation quickly developed across the cattle complex following a strong surge in grain markets and lack of follow-through volume. Cattle futures turned sharply lower about mid-session, and that continued through the afternoon, with feeder cattle markets leading the market lower based on the aggressive buyer support in the grain market and lack of follow-through support in the rest of the cattle complex. Now, over on the live cattle futures, again, there was a wide price range, starting with strong follow-through buyer support, but the lack of interest quickly turned into a quick market reversal. Now, on the feeder cattle, sharp triple-digit losses replaced early morning gains in feeder cattle as traders were quickly starting to focus on strong buyer support across the grain complex and how this will affect the overall longer-term buyer attitude of not only feeder cattle buyers, but the recent support seen in the general cattle market. Now, on the futures, grain futures were trading higher across the board today with weather, export news, and chart-based buying all adding to the bullish mood. The wheat prices were higher today, getting a boost from concerns over flooding in France. Rains look a little lighter there over the next 2 weeks, but still could still occur, keeping concerns about damage in the news. Here in the U.S., farmers continue to report strong ratings for both winter and spring wheat fields, with both crops above average, according to the feedback from the field. The corn prices higher, with December futures gapping above harvest highs from the overnight session to fill a gap left on the daily chart back in July. Corn traded a little stronger early in the overnight session, then popped around 4:30 this morning. And on the soybeans, rebounding from Friday's decline, paced by a November futures contract, trading above $11 since July. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.